This is Sherry Rind reading Oviedo Encounters the Sloth in Brazil. The first invention of music might seem, by the hearing of this beast, to have the first principles of that science, rather than by any other thing in the world. Gonzalo de Oviedo, 1526. Its four limbs cannot carry it on earth, but drag the body with bird-like claws, belly weaving a trail in the dust. Too slow for sport, with a mouth too small to bite, it does not defend itself from capture or bring any profit known to man. It cannot be hurried, can never be hurried, by threats or sticks, or even when it sees a tree where its one desire is to climb with long arms and claws that reach as if through honey to the highest branch, where it is lost in quietude among leaves and birds. No one has seen it eat anything but air, as it turns its face to the wind. A round child's face with a dark stroke across each eye, painted carelessly, an animal half-formed, a friend of darkness, quiet by day, but singing at night six notes, up the scale and down, as a man may sing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. This creature calls ah, 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 in perfect pitch, composing the first music of this new world and all the marvels in it.